Now, I'm always being asked actually to slow down. What will I do with myself when I retire? By the end of this week, I'll have... Where's Vinny? Vinny, come in here. What is this? This man has written this for me. I don't know what he's getting at. Where are you, Vinny?
Yes?
What do you mean by this?
By what?
I'm always asked when I'm going to slow down and what I will do with myself when I retire.
We're trying to suggest that maybe it's time that you slowed down and time that you did retire.
What does this mean?
We think that you should be rested and taken off the BBC so you can get your strength back, and maybe in a few 10, 15 years' time you could return to do the odd
rested
shift.
Are you serious?
You do have a big birthday coming up just around the corner. It's only a couple of months away.
I am 40 this August.
40 this August. So we're, you know, I think maybe at that milestone, when you do get over the hill, you should maybe just take... And can I just say, that's not everybody that's 40, just you. You should maybe be rested for a while.
You see, the last time the BBC rested me, they took my live television programme off the air.
We can only live in hope, Stephen.
Do you remember that? They brought me up to the sixth floor.
It was great.
And they said, we're resting you.
And now what do we have?
And I said, you're not resting me, you're axing me. No, they cried. I remember this day, seriously. And there they were sitting in that big sixth floor office, right?
What happened, though?
And there was the controller sitting there, and there was that woman, the head of programme, sitting there, right? And I remember her saying, We are resting you. And I thought, you're what? You're axing me. And she said, no.
But you wormed your way back in. How did you get back in?
How did we get back in?
You wormed your way back in.
Because by the time they did the history of the axe and they saw that the ratings weren't as good.
The history of what?
The history of the toenail. They brought me back.
You're very unfair. I would not give you a shift in here. You're so unfair to them.
And here we are now, full circle. They've brought me back.
Yes. It was time you were arrested again. Anyway,
they're going to get rid of me again, aren't they?
I think so. That's not a bad thing.
Know.
10 shows a week.
They're going to arrest.
Too much known.
Don't be telling Gregory. They're going to arrest me again.
Yeah.
But you see, this actually is quite relevant to what we're talking about. Because a new study suggests that retiring can actually be bad for you. I need to explain this to the BBC. It found that after giving up work, this survey, the average adult was 60% more likely to have at least one diagnosed illness. It also found to increase the risk of depression. Really interesting, this. Christine Hamilton's with us this morning. Morning, Christine.
Good morning, Stephen. How dare you suggest I could even be near retirement age?
Francis,
you didn't suggest it, but even by asking me to talk on the show, you're indicating I might be. Of course.
That was young Vincent. And Francis Bursko's with us today, the journalist as well. Morning, Francis. Good morning, Francis. Francis isn't there just yet.
Oh dear.
Christine, what do you think about this then?
Well, Stephen, you and I are incredibly lucky. We don't think about retirement. I'm nearly 64, so technically I could have retired 4 years ago. I got in under the net of being able to retire at 60 as a woman. I've never been busier, and I can't imagine. I haven't slowed down in any shape or form. But, you know, we are the lucky ones. If you've had a pretty demanding, sort of grinding job that you don't enjoy, you're probably massively looking forward to retirement. But people have got to prepare for it, haven't they? They've got to realise that it's a massive change in life. And if you're not ready for it and you're not prepared for it, you are going to go downhill a bit. But, you know, it's everybody's individual. One thing I think which they haven't mentioned is what retirement jolly well does do causes quite a lot of marital tension. If you're a woman and you're used to saying goodbye to your husband every day and suddenly there he is around your feet all day, hell on earth, I would have thought, for a lot of people.
Francis, what do you think?
Nice for me, because we've always worked together and we live around each other's feet anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
Morning, Francis.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What do you think, Francis?
I think that I'm quite flattered that somebody who's only at age of 40 should consider me to be an expert on these situations. But I'm 50 later this year, and I still haven't decided what I want to be when I grow up. So I don't know whether I would even come into the argument about retirement. However, I do think that what Christine is saying there is that it's very true that when people are approaching retirement, there's so much bombardment about how to save money, how to be prepared for the future, but very little emphasis is placed upon actual social activities, what you're going to do with your time, and all these sort of things. I don't think people are ready for it. They don't realise what an absolute climactic change it's going to be to their lives.
Also, you mentioned illness. The survey talks about illness. It says apparently 60% of retirees are going to have at least one diagnosed illness. Well, you know, that could have something to do with the fact that, on balance, retirees are older than the rest of the population. And also, you've got more time to dwell on your illnesses. I mean, I have a great theory that you just, within reason, you have to push on through. I mean, I've got arthritis in my knee and I've got arthritis in one hand. You just keep going and don't let it stop you. You might have to modify things slightly. But, you know, I feel really sorry for people who desperately want to give up their job, and I've never had that. And I think I think you have to divide retirees into two categories: those who don't want to, and those who really do. But as far as
sounds like my dad. Yeah, that sounds like my dad. My dad retired at 65. He'd been a dentist all these years, and although he was providing a great service, he was miserable. And the day that he retired, he actually came home. He was actually at home, and he said, "I feel like somebody's waved a magic wand and taken away all my worries and all my cares." And he has never looked back. He's been more happy in the 15 years that he's been retired than he was ever in all those years when he was slogging away and providing for a family of 10, you know.
That's so interesting, because my father, considerably older than yours, he's now dead, sadly, but he was a doctor, he was a GP, and he had to retire when he was about 62 because of ill health, and he couldn't wait. They sugared off down to the bottom end of Cornwall, and he went crabbing and lobster potting and sailing, and he was blissfully happy, but he was under my mum's feet. So there was that angle. But no, I know, it's difficult to generalise, isn't it?
I suppose a lot of the time it depends on what job you've been doing as well, whether you feel that you've fulfilled your obligation to society, whether you've actually done your bit, and now that you feel comfortable enough to just settle down and do your own thing and think about yourself for a change. Maybe the people who are most depressed and most concerned about retirement are ones who haven't felt that they've been contributing much, and maybe that's an opportunity for them to start doing voluntary work or something like that, that maybe can change that that situation.
They need to have a big, full life outside work. That's the key thing, because then when you do retire, whether it's through ill health or because your job makes you retire, you've got something to do. You've got something to occupy your mind, something to get up for in the morning, have sort of reason for keeping going.
It's interesting territory, this, actually, because many people, if they are working and they're working pretty hard, they look at the days of retirement, I guess, and some people look forward to it, and some people think, wouldn't it be lovely to have the free time to travel, to not have to get up in the morning, to go and do whatever you want. Now, you see, that prospect scares me, because I like a lot in my life. I like to be busy. I like a schedule where I don't know whether I'm coming or going. I kind of thrive and live on that adrenaline, and the emptiness of retirement scares me.
I don't think you're ever going to have to worry, Stephen, but I'm exactly the same as you. I mean, there are moments. I mean, this last week has been completely manic. I feel as I've been working 24 hours a day. And you think, crikey, when's it going to stop? You don't want it to stop for long, though, do you? You just want it to stop for a little bit so you can catch your breath. But one aspect, I think, of retirement that I don't think any of us have touched on is that for a lot of people, of course, your income goes down. So it's not as easy to go off and do all these wonderful things, because you're worrying, especially, you know, in recessional times, you're worrying about the cost of fuel, the cost of this, the cost of that. And although you may no longer have, you know, children who, well, a lot of people now in their retirement do still have to fund their children in various ways, don't they? But I think if your income goes down, it doesn't make it quite so easy unless you're prepared for all that. It's not an easy situation, is it? We need to solve this getting old problem.
I have no intention of getting old for the foreseeable future.
That's the attitude. I don't feel any older now at nearly 64 than I did when I was, you know, 34, really. I don't. You have to come to terms with getting older, and I think life has a wonderful way of allowing you to do that. And you just slow realization that, you know, you've got more behind you than you have in front of you.
Interesting. Christine, thank you. Francis, thank you. Thank you very much indeed.